Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Story Rumble podcast, the podcast where we play the popular storytelling card game, Story War. My name is Ham.
I'm Billy.
And I'm John.
So we're going to be playing Story War every week, in and out. Probably different game modes, maybe a bit of romance, maybe a bit of real estate, who knows?
Yeah.
For those who don't know what Story War is, it's basically a game where one person has one card that'll have a character on it, and the other person has another card that has a character on it, and the duo have to argue over who would win in a fight, or who would maybe get the lady over the other guy.
Sounds enthralling.
It is enthralling. Well, depends on who you play with. You might be playing with people that just don't know. Maybe a scientist. Yeah. Maybe someone that, you know, maybe they don't have that imagination going. Just offended every single scientist that listens to the podcast. So before we get into the actual card playing, we're just going to have a bit of a chat for a little while.
Real talk.
Real talk. Because the three of us, we don't get to catch up during the week. I mean, we're all at different unis. Well, at least I'm at a different uni than you two. So I'm all alone.
We hang out every day.
Yeah, no, you
every
don't. Day. You bullshit. You bullshit. You don't. You never see each other.
Saw this week. I saw him once.
He said hi.
Saw him where?
Once on the tram.
Yeah, I see you guys on the tram, and it's fun for a little catch up.
Way to say hello.
Yeah, way to say
hello. I do. I say hello to you all the time.
All right, Hamels, you've prepared some notes. I can see them on the desk.
I don't have any notes. I had notes, but I don't have them.
I was trying to transition.
Oh, that's there.
Yeah, I'll get them for you. Thanks, John. There you go.
Opening up my notes now.
Well, I wonder what's in them, Bill.
What's in them? We got some talking points. At least I've got some talking points. Anyone else bring some talking points?
Just read off of yours.
Just read off of mine?
Yeah.
All right. So, Bill, I watched I Know That Voice.
The documentary
on voice actors.
Featuring John DiMaggio.
Featuring John DiMaggio, featuring Nolan North, featuring
Troy Baker.
I had no idea Nolan North was in so many.
Oh, him and Troy things. Baker just cover it all.
Who's Troy Baker? I know Troy Baker. Troy Baker's like crazy. He does like... Troy Baker does like tons of... I'm not sure if I'm thinking of Troy Baker or... There's another guy that is in, like, every single thing, but, like, mostly just for sound effects.
Frank Welker?
No.
He does animal voices.
Can't remember. Like, there's a whole segment where all he does is just crazy noises, and you're like, this is super uncomfortable.
Oh, what about the Looney Tunes pig, where that guy was demonstrating his
value. Demonstrating how to do the stutter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy was interesting. It's a super interesting... You'd love it, John.
I'd hate
the
it.
Documentary.
No, I'd
like you know, out of anyone I know, you'd probably like it the most.
I'd like to watch that. Yeah, I'll be watching that
watch
after this. In fact, no,
I watched it last.
I'm watching
time.
It in my own time. Thanks, Bill. Without you,
the funniest, like, I found it was good because they covered on like all the topics possible they could have covered on. Like, I really liked that they covered the fact that voice actors almost like they kind of made themselves like Clark Kent. They kind of made that connection that they step into the booth and they're like the SpongeBob SquarePants or the some other guy.
The Penguins of Madagascar.
But then when they step out, no one knows who they are because you never see their face. They're just random guys.
It's a good comparison. Especially that guy from, what is it? He was one of the, I forget the name of it now.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
No, it's not that. He had really long black hair and he was wearing...
The guy that, he did stuff for Animaniacs.
Animaniacs, that's it.
And the funniest guy was the guy that was super grizzly looking.
Yeah.
And then he does the,
Winnie the Pooh.
He does the Winnie the Pooh voice and you're like, what the fuck?
He looked like a really tough trucker.
Yeah, he's the most like tough macho looking man ever and you're like, oh fuck, this guy's sweet.
That guy trips me out. Haven't seen him yet, so.
And then he does the voice for like tons of other characters as well. Like, it's all ridiculous.
Mm.
Like, and I had no idea that what's his face? DiMaggio. I had no idea he was the Gears of War character.
Really?
Yeah, I had no idea.
Marcus. He's got such a distinctive voice.
Yeah, I know, but I
or Dominic.
I've hardly even played Gears of War.
Yeah, I've never played it ever.
It's only like Gears of War so. I understand that people like it for a certain reason, but yeah, I don't know.
Mm.
I just rather play Mass Effect in terms of like third person cover shooting games.
Speaking of really good games, have you played The Last Wolf Among Us episode? to come out?
Yes, I have, Bill. Thanks for asking.
Because... we're going to have to cut in at the moment for spoilers.
No, we won't. We won't do spoilers because we can talk about it without spoilers. I mean, okay. Because
how did you find the episode?
Well, episode 4 comes out May 27th, I think.
Thursday.
Is that next Thursday? Whatever day it is.
No, it's
but...
not.
May 27th. It's like super soon.
It's like Tuesday.
It's like Tuesday or Wednesday.
Oh, great.
It's We're recording on Saturday. It's Tuesday. Yeah, like, it's like really soon to coming out, which is crazy. Like,
yeah, they always do that. They alternate between the
because
Walking
the,
Dead and that.
But like the previous, like them putting out games was like super slow. They weren't great at all. They were like, they would take ages to release like any single episode. Mm. At least that's what I read because I didn't go through that pain.
I didn't play
Walking Dead till it was all out, and
I was doing it episode by episode from the first one.
I was trying to do Wolf Among Us without doing week by week.
No,
or
you have to do
month
it week
by month
week.
Or
at least that element of suspense.
But
overall, what did you think of the third episode?
It was good. Like the third episode once again. All the choices I made, I was in the minority of everyone. Like every single choice I made, it was like you and 18% of players chose this. And I was like, oh well, fuck. I'm a dickhead.
In the I'm trying to keep this spoiler free. In the apartment.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
In the apartment. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The apartment of the witch.
Oh yeah. I did.
Oh, I did it like immediately.
I was like, yeah, fuck you. I mean,
you're doing this illegally.
Yeah, I was like, well, whatever. I'll just burn it down. That's not a spoiler. No one's gonna know.
Sounded pretty spoilery.
Yeah, that's it.
What were we talking about then?
You said burn it down. There was a witch. I'm thinking Hansel and Gretel all over again.
Burn the gingerbread.
Oh, I tell you who I did like. The guy who had the frog hat. That's not a spoiler by saying that. I like that guy.
He's not a story-driven character. I liked him.
Yeah, you need those characters just come in every now and then. You're just like, oh yeah, this guy's
Did you
good
get
guy.
Fed up with him? Because I kind of started to get fed up with him and let him show.
I kind of got fed up with him halfway through, and then towards the end when he was starting to become helpful again, I was like, hey man, you're really helping me out. Like, you're a super sweet dude.
It got to the point where like I had him against the wall, and I was like,
oh no, I never grabbed him.
It was annoying.
No, he was a good guy. I promised him a job. That was the only one that I was in. That I was in the majority with other people was offering that dude a job, which I felt like was the right thing to do. You've got to offer dudes jobs.
Back onto another topic.
Yeah. What else happened this week for you guys? Anything?
No.
Didn't get into any student protests.
No. Someone from my creative writing class was actually leading the infamous attack on the MP during a lecture.
When we were walking, Dan, when we were walking to one of our lectures, there was a lady just out in like a courtyard, just shouting over the megaphone.
No one else was there.
Everyone was just walking past. And like,
everyone's just walking past, just like, oh, this
is just
this
shouting. And then when we came back out of lecture, it was a guy, so they'd clearly swapped shifts.
Was this on Wednesday?
Yeah, it would have been Wednesday.
Because we had a thing where I had a tutorial start. Yeah, I was in the John Medley building, like the fifth floor up.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, thanks
bit
for
of, bit of Melbourne University. Bit of Melbourne University talk.
Come
there.
Drop us a hay. But, yeah, the windows were open, and then all we could hear were megaphones. And we looked out, and it was just like a field of nothing, except like a person with a megaphone.
A field of nothing. You were like, oh, man, there's a really big ride out there. Everyone, quickly, let's go.
It's a bit of loneliness, wasn't it?
Just one dude.
But those Marxists, they're a persistent bunch.
The Marxists. Oh, dude, they'd be up in arms over... The recent, in Australia, the budget...
The
new government has been released. I'm not saying there's a view that I personally have, but I did read, this has been not mentioned by anyone, which is a crime, that the video game funding by the government has been cut by like $10 million.
They cut all funding.
Yeah, but I think there was like $10 million left, and they cut it all. And I was like, oh, well, we suck.
There's like a little voice everywhere that's like... This could help the economy. And then they're just like, nah, fuck off.
Video games are sweet.
Yeah, but what do they make? Like AFL Live 2000.
No, well we've had. What was the last?
It's
like,
more of a booming
decent one that we
iPhone
had.
Game market.
Yeah, iPhone game Angry market. Birds. Because we don't have Angry Birds.
We did.
No, we have Jetpack Joyride,
Doodle Jump,
and Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja's the big one.
And whatever that company's called, it's called Half Brick Studios. They they have like quite a few big games, and they're Australia based.
Not anymore.
They're not. Not anymore. They're bloody going. Yeah,
they're going broke.
They're going America or somewhere.
Back on the politics. I got a nice Google Chrome extension.
Yeah,
yeah, it turns, I saw it.
Every picture of our Prime Minister that it can detect into a kitten.
Yeah, that's like I had one that...
It's like a Cookie Monster
one. I had one that turned all the pictures into Cookie Monster, and I had one that turned all the pictures into Ryan Gosling.
All the pictures of what?
Just every single picture that was on... Like, you just press the button, and every single image... Like, if it was, like, a video, it would, like, replace it with a GIF of him, like, taking his shirt off or something, and I was like, alright, this is weird. Think so I've had enough of this.
How'd you deal with that? How long did that last?
An hour? A
couple of years?
Yeah, hour. Cookie Monster lasted a lot longer. Like, that one was half decent.
I get to the point where, like, I'm flipping through articles on the internet, and then, like, a little picture's enclosed, and then it's kitten. And I don't understand why. And I'm like, oh, that's why.
How often are you reading the news on your... Do you read the news on your...
I'm quite active on the Australia subreddit.
Oh.
And they're quite political.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me.
So I'm always flipping through their articles.
Who isn't political at the moment?
Your mum.
Yeah, my mum isn't.
Yeah.
She's 100% against politics.
She just likes to sit down and not Sounds worry like, about the world.
Sit down, have a bit of a sew.
Sounds like one of those pesky Marxists, Ooh. If you ask me.
Maybe I'll have to...
You sound like one right now.
Yeah, if anything, I think you're implying you're a Marxist, Bill. I wouldn't be surprised. You're out there with the rallies.
No, I'm not.
In the closet Marxist.
Wanting this...
I'm always...
closet Marxist.
You don't know it yet, but really... You...
Love. No, I'm always trying to get into the library, and they're out the front, like, become a Marxist, and I'm just like, leave me alone.
I haven't seen them once.
They're there every day.
Oh, I don't think I've told you this story, but I had the Christian club was, like, making the rounds around
the
uni.
You told me this.
Did I?
Yeah.
And he was, like, he had, like, a form to fill out, and he was like, yeah, just fill out this form, and we'll give you a chupa chup or, like, a lollipop, and I was like, hell yeah, I want a lollipop. And then... It wasn't just filling out the form. It was, like, the whole shebang of, like, he sat down with me and he was, like, talking about, like, so, do you believe in Jesus Christ? And I was like, I guess. And I was, like, agreeing with him, but, like, trying to change the topic, like, all the time. And we got onto, like, we got onto the Beyblades at one point. We got onto Naruto at one point.
It's a natural progression.
I was just, like, deflecting it so, like... I probably wasted, like, 10-15 minutes of his time just talking about Beyblades and Naruto. But the funny thing was, he would, like, bring it up. Like, I wouldn't be the one to bring up those two things. He was like, oh, yeah, it's just like Beyblades. And I was like, yeah, I guess, if you want to, like, compare Jesus to Beyblades.
You got to let Jesus rip.
You got to let him rip. You got to let him, what is it, blue dragon?
Blue eyes, white dragon.
No, that's
Yu-Gi-Oh,
in defense mode.
That's, what was it? It was a blue dragon. That was the main guy.
Oh, no, everything's a blue dragon.
Oh, it's the most popular dragon ever.
No, blue eyes, white dragon is, and red eyes, black dragon.
To be honest, I was more of a fan of red eyes. I always had red eyes.
Yeah, blue eyes is too common.
I remember...
Seto Kaiba was terrible.
I remember, my cousin came around to my house one time when, I was a lot younger, and I hid my blue eyes, white dragon somewhere in the house because I thought he was going to steal it. And then I ended up hiding it so well that I never found it ever again. And I was, like, super distraught, like, trying to look for
Idiot,
it.
Really
you sound like a massive nerd.
Hey, man, I was young back then. I was just, like... You were
14.
Like, I was super, like, oh, shit, he's going to steal my blue eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then there was another time. Like, you know, it hit during... For us, when we were in primary school. So, there was this other guy that I knew that... He would go around and he would play games against other kids. And I would, like, kind of sit there and watch. And then he would make, like, a move and he would accidentally knock his deck and the other kid's deck, like, onto the ground. And all the cards would go flying everywhere. Then I would sneak down and I would, like, grab one of his cards.
You sorry little child.
I was like...
Too poor to get it.
I was the biggest dickhead. I was, like, doing this guy's, like, grunt work. I was just, like, stealing for him.
Did you get all five pieces of Exodia?
No, I don't... No. I had to get in there, like, super quick. I was, like, grabbing, like, whatever card I could find.
Yeah, but overall, did you actually get any of them?
Probably fake ones.
Fakes, they were everywhere, mate.
It was nothing but fakes. It reached the point where it was nothing but fakes.
Mm.
Like, the real cards
I think
so
I've got
expensive.
Heaps at home, but I think they're all fake.
Yeah, I got Japanese cards and...
But the games on like DS and Game Boy Advance are super good, super fun.
Yeah, I had one for PlayStation. So it was good. Super fun.
I got one on DS.
It was like them set back in like Pharaoh days or something.
It was like you're your own guy and you're at like an academy place. And
I had that one. Wait, for GBA?
There was one for GBA.
I'm pretty sure I had that one.
And it went on to DS.
It was good. Good game.
That's a good game. You like build your way up and you get better and better. Just like NBA. Oh, it's perfect.
Just like NBA. Or just like... It was all like crafting your decks. But then it reached a point where it was like...
Yu-Gi-Oh! 2K14.
The rules were like you couldn't have more than 40 cards in your deck or something, wasn't it? But then like... Remember. You'd like... Everyone would have like decks that were like bigger than like... Bigger than them sitting down. Like ridiculously like, tall like decks.
I never had the patience to finish a match.
Oh, no, without doubt.
Especially in the games. Like, in real life, I don't think I ever really...
You know when they first brought out those dueling things where you press the button and they flip
out? They...
Couldn't afford one of those. Made one out of cardboard.
Yeah,
broke after a day.
Oh, what a retard.
I feel like they came out a bit too late for us.
No.
Like, at least for me. Like, when they came out for me... That craze had already passed.
I think I was a Pokemon card guy and AFL cards.
Did anyone know how to play Pokemon?
No.
Like,
everyone just collected those.
Oh, yeah, without doubt.
Just like AFL. Everyone collected them. Oh, but you couldn't really play.
You couldn't play like AFL. You couldn't play any of them.
You couldn't play them. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, you can play AFL.
Yeah, no, you can't play them.
Me and Shannon, we were at the movies last night.
Yeah.
And it was at Fountain Gate.
What'd you see?
We saw X-Men Days of Future Past. It was really good.
Yeah, that's what people have been saying.
Yeah, I... didn't really care about it, but then I watched a bunch of stuff for it and I was really excited for it.
I haven't seen any of them. Not one X-Men movie.
You've seen First Class with us?
No, I didn't. I wasn't there.
Remember when Mikey was being really loud?
I wasn't there.
Alright, so we're going to have the X-Men First Class. And everyone hates it when people do this. And of course, we're with the person that was doing this. He was just talking throughout the whole movie. And some guy in front of us just stood up and stared right at him.
Yeah. I remember seeing...
10 seconds.
I remember seeing... what did I see? Taken 2. And all I did was talk through it with this other person. And then when we got out, we were like the last ones to get out. And we were walking behind this like dude that was with his mum and his grandma. Like the dude was like around 19 or 20. And he turns around and he's like, "You guys didn't fucking stop talking the whole time." And we're like, "Oh yeah, sorry."
There is a lot of intricacies in Taken 2.
Oh, Taken 2 is such a terrible movie.
Good movie.
Taken 1 is, like, so good. Like, it's a good action movie. But Taken 2 is just, like...
Just like Pacific Rim.
Oh, it's nowhere near it.
So good.
I hated Pacific Rim.
I was going to see Godzilla, but then I was like, you know what? I've had my fill of monster movies.
Godzilla's good. Godzilla's go see good, Godzilla.
Yeah. I'll probably see Godzilla.
Story's Godzilla's pretty... getting hyped up a lot.
Definitely spectacle over story.
Apparently,
oh, yeah.
Still, it was pretty good.
I felt like more plot-heavy story than... monster story when I went to the movies.
So wait, you went X-Men where they're all monsters. Like,
yeah, but they're not giant monsters in the street and there's plot. It was all plot.
Nothing but plot.
Yeah.
Plot.
And dudes turning into mutants.
Time travel.
Oh, fuck off.
Is that why there's the oldie savior and the young one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm dumb with time travel, to be honest.
Oh, why don't you just go live in the past?
Just want like
he can't do it, he hates it.
I just want linear storylines.
Oh, such a boring little rat.
Oh.
Should we move on to the actual game now? It's been a good 20 minutes.
That's been a good 20 minutes. We talked for 20 minutes.
80 minutes, 36 seconds.
Well, I think we're good to go then.
All right. All right, and real talk is over. Handballs to you.
That it is. Okay, so today we are just going to be playing the standard version of Story Wars. So for any of you that don't know, that is one warrior facing another warrior in a fight to the death in a certain area, which will be of my deciding, or of Lux deciding when I draw the card. Okay, so the first battle will be taking place at the Desert Oasis.
Oh.
A tiny tropical haven from the burning desert sun. Or is it? ?
Well, our stories will be the judge of that, won't they, John?
Oh, without a doubt.
I've actually got home ground advantage.
So really?
I'm from the desert.
Ah!
It's brought up there as a child.
Interesting. All right, let's go, Bill. Bill, will you present your warrior? Who's your warrior today?
My warrior today is the ghost.
Ooh.
His spectral shroud is unfinished business casual.
So we're going to be playing Story Wars a little bit different. I should probably add that in. We're not going to be so battling today. We're just going to work together a little bit to find the best story that we can possibly think of. And also we're going to give our guys names, because we're going to create a little universe here on the fly. The Story Rumble universe of Story War. So what's your guys' name, Bill?
Well, this ghost's name is Penelope. Both okay. In life and in death.
Okay.
She lived hard on the streets of New York City, and she went to the Sahara to, you know, get away from it all.
But, okay, so we're in the... Is this in the real world? Like, or is this New York, like, in a fantasy
world? The Sahara
world?
Is a desert oasis. Like, that's fact.
Yeah, I know, but are we...
We're in the real world.
Are we on planet Earth?
Yes.
Okay, so this ghost is just running around on planet Earth.
Well, no, yeah. In her life, she lived in New York.
Okay, so she's not dead yet.
She lived in New York to some abusive parents, you know. She went door to door.
Yeah.
Knocking, selling cookies. And one day, she just wanted to get away from it all. So she went to the Sahara Desert, you know, saved up her money.
Yep.
And
strange place to go.
Well, she wanted
to get away from your parents. Why not move to, like, Los Angeles or something?
Because she knew that scene, okay? She didn't want the suburban or high life.
Yep.
She wanted a desert.
Yeah, okay.
She wanted the opposite of what her parents gave her.
So cold New York.
She wanders through the desert, the boiling hot desert, of course. And being a child isn't prepared for, you know...
Oh, of course.
A desert trip.
Mm-hmm.
So about, I'd say 2 or 3 hours into her journey, she collapsed and a sandstorm got her. And
not dehydration or
no,
any of that. A sandstorm got her.
A sandstorm got her and she sunk into the sand.
Oh, okay.
And by doing this, by not dehydrating in the desert, it has not been done before in human history.
Yeah.
This is what caused her to come back as a ghost.
Interesting.
So basically, now she just wanders the desert as a ghost, aimlessly, trying to get back to her parents.
And trying to get in fights with dudes that come around to the Oasis. John, your character is?
Let me just get it out right here. It would be the Cyclops.
Ooh.
Now, Bill, what he lacks in depth perception, he makes up for in lasers.
So,
clearly this Cyclops can just blast lasers from his eyes. Now, this Cyclops has a name.
Yeah.
His name's Spud.
Spud.
So, Spud was raised as Jawa by Jawas in the desert.
Wait, so how's Spud ended up in our world?
This is the thing.
May I interject? This only adds to my story, doesn't discredit his.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Now, she exists on multiple planes as a ghost now.
Oh, okay.
She can in the Sahara
and
on
Java. She can travel to alternate versions of the
desert.
Sahara Desert in multiple fandoms and universes, including the Star Wars one, apparently.
Yeah, so he was raised on Tatooine, clearly. he just never fit in there, really, because he's a Cyclops, and he was hanging out with Jawas, and the Tusken Raiders were always really mean on him. Like, always. Because they were basically the fathers to the Jawas.
Because it's just different.
And, so the Cyclops never found his place. He was a bit angry all the time, just blasting lasers everywhere, because he's got no depth perception.
I like to think that, that he, like, gave the technology to, the Republic and the Empire, and that's why the red lasers in the guns, they're actually, like, part of the lasers that came from the Cyclops.
Maybe, but I don't think that's
what a bit of a stretch.
So, yeah, Spud, right. Cyclops, a bit lonely, and so he goes, all right, every time someone throws a rock at me, I can't tell whether it's closely going to hit me or not, because I've got no depth perception. He got sick of it and became a cage fighter.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Against Rancors, not letting me finish. He was pretty good at it because he's got the eye laser thing, and so he never.
So he was cheating.
Pretty much. So that's when Luke Skywalker got a bit angry.
This is some crazy backstory.
Deflected his laser.
Yeah.
And it just hurt Cyclops. So Cyclops was a bit angry and left.
Where'd he go?
He went to go fight Ghost in the Desert Oasis.
So I like to think that. That Cyclops is walking home from the cage fight at the point that he crosses Ghost.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
He's just not in a good mood, and he's just like, this fucking Ghost.
Oh, all fucking day I've been ridiculed, and now I've got to deal with your shit,
I just
Penelope.
Got fucked by Luke Skywalker, now I want to fuck someone.
So basically, and it's that's the
little
answer.
Ghost of a girl.
Your ghost of a girl is really wandering around. Can she only travel through deserts or something? Because, like, why would she just go back to New York?
Her spirit doesn't want to leave the desert.
Okay, yeah. But she just but loves
she just goes to different deserts. Like, I mean, if she gets sick of the Sahara Desert, she can just go to Tatooine. She can go
That's like a whole planet of desert.
Whatever other famous deserts there are. What other deserts are there in...
The Amazon.
Game. That's a desert. What are you talking about?
It's a rainforest. On another planet, so...
Alright, so, Cyclops is walking home from the cage fight that went horribly wrong, and he bumps into Ghost. What's Ghost's reaction?
Penelope.
Penelope. What's Penelope's reaction to Spud?
Well, she's a bit frightened, because, you know, he's a freak. He's only got one eye.
Whoa! Coming from the Ghost.
Spud's a bit angry. Spud's also depressed, so that really hurts him. Like, when Penelope gets freaked out and goes, oh my god.
Yeah, Penelope has a problem, like, she has no filter.
Oh, yeah.
So she's screaming, oh my god, that hideous idiot.
And Spud's like, oh, I can't even see whether you're close to me or not. This sucks.
This is how the fight begins, of course.
Oh, just smack talk at the start. But it's not
accidental
like accidental smack talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's fair enough.
He's pretty bloody pissed off right now because she's just really put his self-esteem down even more.
He's been insulted twice in one day.
Can I mention that Skywalker also called him an overgrown tub of lard?
Whoa!
He deflected the
laser. Which happens to be exactly what Penelope accidentally said.
Yeah.
That's a pretty specific thing to... I mean, it must be true, though, if that was the first thing that
he
both
is literally
Luke
a tub
and
of
she
lard.
Jumped to. They were like, oh, man, that what a tub of lard.
Yeah, and basically because of that, Cyclops, aka Spud, thought, look, is that Luke again? Or is that just an apparition?
Okay.
Really, it was an apparition, and he thought he was hallucinating from the desert heat.
Yeah.
But he also thought he was accustomed to the desert heat being brought
up
there by
the
Jawas.
So, he's a bit confused. He's a bit confused.
He's really out of it
at
the moment.
It's just the depression.
Yeah,
really
that could really... Just remember that, guys. He's a bit out of it. Could be a factor in his loss, maybe.
Oh.
If he does lose.
Oh.
But, maybe he won't lose, because,
I have an item. Penelope was equipped with something that could change the tide of the game.
Oh, boy. The fight has barely even begun, and... Pulling out a sword. I feel like Spud could maybe talk his way out of this. Or no, Penelope could.
Penelope
could apologize.
She's a frightened little girl and she's seeing a Cyclops in the middle of a desert.
So she's just straight up going to attack. Like, no. She's not apologizing
she's
for
playing,
calling him fat double.
She's
R,
playing the defensive with her item, the shrinking spell.
Okay.
Which can... Your enemies will be cast down to size according to the card.
Oh.
Now, she's trying to neutralize the threat of the Cyclops.
Yep.
So we're doing this. She's making him about the size of an ant.
Yep.
So, you know, an ant shoots the laser beam at your finger. You know, you get a little prick. You don't go, oh, I'm disintegrating.
Yeah.
You go, ow.
Yeah.
So
fair enough.
This is her neutralizing the threat. It will also take forever to get through all those grains of sand.
I don't think Spud is much of a threat at the moment.
He's
emotionally
really
distraught.
He's vulnerable.
He's so emotionally distraught that he doesn't have time to shoot a laser off.
No, Penelope doesn't know this.
Can he cry and laser-fy at the same time? Can eyes do that?
Yeah.
You can?
Look, it's going to be a bit watery.
Maybe he cries lasers. It's just like, it's a goddamn light show down there.
It's like a Pink Floyd concert.
No, he just like throws his laser and there's just heaps of water coming up. It's like, ah, you just get hit by a little bit of water.
It's like a water pistol. So,
but how do you think Spud would react?
Well, Spud would react.
He's been shrunk, by the way.
All right. So Spud's been shrunk.
Yeah.
He says, "All right, Alfred."
Alfred.
Alfred's also in the universe. Alfred Pennyworth, might I add.
Okay.
He says, "Yo, Alfred, bring out my pumpkin chariot. This wicked ride runs on midnight oil. See there, guys? He brings out the pumpkin chariot."
Peter Garrett, midnight oil or midnight oil?
Both.
Oh.
So it comes down into the desert.
Yeah.
Good old Cyclops here just hops in the ride and decides to do some doughies in front of Ghost. Because he's really feeling down.
He's
like,
just trying to pump himself up.
I need some adrenaline right now. Like, if I'm going to do this, I've just come off a loss. I'm not pumped up. I've got to do some doughies or something. Maybe just drop the clutch or something crazy.
In a pile of sand.
Yeah.
It'd
be really good because there's not much traction.
That's good for burnouts. Yeah. I mean, unless you get like...
Unless
it's
super
real loose
thick
sand, you're
like... You fall in it, sinking
it's
sand.
It's game over for the pumpkin.
But also, what, you know, Spud, being a bit of a jokester and stuff, he sees that oasis where there's a nice bit of water and he just lures Penelope over. He goes, oh, Penelope, come here.
check this out. This is Little Spuds. Little Spuds. Oh, you've been
enemy. Yeah, so he's little.
In his car.
In his
chariot. It's not really a car.
He's
it's
slowly.
It looks like the Batmobile from Tim Burton.
That's why I said Alfred.
He's slowly driving away.
So yeah, he's at the Oasis. He says, oh, Penelope, mate, woman, lad,
yeah,
whatever she wants to be called.
Yeah.
Come over here, have a swig. And so Penelope, being young and vulnerable and completely overdone by peer pressure, decides, oh yeah, I may as well. Yeah,
what, having a swig of the Desert Oasis water?
And that's when Spud, just being the jokester he is, just starts spinning the back wheels, just the water goes flying into Penelope, her eyes.
It's nothing but just, like, humiliating each other. Like, they're not even fighting, like, physically. It's
look,
just like,
Cyclops just has to feel better about
it. I feel
himself.
Like someone's going for the, like, no one's dying in this battle. Someone's like, there's going to be an event that's going to push them to breaking point, and they're going to run off.
I feel like
crying
when he's sitting there in his chariot,
yeah,
and trying to draw Penelope to the car,
yeah,
to have a swig.
It's really dodgy. Just like, hey, come over here.
She's realizing that he's not exactly there to kill her.
What? So like, what? So
she approaches with caution, of course.
Oh yeah, but she's definitely down.
And, yeah, it's all down to the reaction of Spud as to how
because
this
Spud
follows.
Hasn't been threatening at this point.
He's upset and vulnerable. What's he going to do to Penelope approaching the car?
Penelope's been the biggest dickhead.
Yeah,
so
but she
far.
Doesn't know any better. She's a child.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Ghost.
Yeah, ghost child.
Coast to coast.
Coast to coast and desert to desert.
So basically, Spud's reasoning for this is he's so down, he just wants to see someone else in miserable life, in a miserable nature, so that he can feel better about himself.
But can Penelope get splashed? I mean, she's a ghost. Or does it just go straight through her?
Water's the one weakness of a ghost.
Yeah, that's true. Have you ever put water on cloth?
Yeah.
Same effect for Penelope.
Oh, okay. So she's really, she's drenched.
She's like, oh, well, this sucks. My nightgown, ruined.
She's going to have to go back home to,
she's gonna have to get a new
Sahara.
Sheet. She needs a new sheet.
No, she's going back to New York.
Chuck it in
to
the
get
dryer.
A new sheet.
She's going
to
go.
York. She's trapped in the
she's
going
to have to go
desert.
Back
she's
to the
trapped.
Family.
She just stays there by choice.
Oh, yeah,
she might have to go back to her family because maybe she doesn't know how to do the washing. Maybe,
maybe
she's a stereotypical.
Maybe because of that, that might be a win for Cyclops. Okay, Spud. He's just trying to help out someone, and that was his goal. His goal to beat her.
Indirectly.
It's a very personal win. Yeah, his goal was in order to beat her. He had to make her move on. Like, make her let go of the past.
I think he did that.
Make
and
her
accept...
let go of the past?
No, I'd say... not. She'd let go of the past, so she'd have to re-embrace the past, I reckon, and go visit her family, and that'd be a win for this.
And stay away from Cyclops' in strange chariots.
So she's got splashed by the chariot, and she's like, fuck, my dress is just... is sopping wet. And Spud's like, yo, why don't you just go back to your house and pull in the dryer? And she's like, I've never done my own washing before.
Spud goes... that's disgusting.
No,
Spud is just like, that is
I feel like
despicable.
Spud would be like, that's disgusting. Here, I'll show you how.
Let's look at it this way. Spud has never had a family.
He's had a family of Jawas.
But did the Jawas
but
really
they
like
excluded
him?
Him?
And
they
the Tuscans didn't really
yeah,
like
they
him
really
either.
Killed
so, I mean,
him, yeah.
He's looking for someone, and so is Penelope. I mean, Penelope, she left her family, they didn't get along.
She didn't know that she was looking for somebody.
And can
though.
I just add this?
They both didn't. And
because
they found
Penelope
other.
Is a ghostly apparition.
Yep.
His Cyclops laser can't hurt her.
She's
the perfect match.
Perfect match.
This
so
is,
the
this
full
is relationship.
Love.
This isn't bloody battle.
Right, who's dying first?
Definitely,
I mean, Penelope's,
already, Penelope's already dead.
Penelope's already dead,
yeah, so
I think
definitely
Spud's dead.
He's taken a bullet.
So no one dies during the battle at the Desert Oasis, but Spud is the one to die.
I don't know if you can call it a battle. It was a shrinking and a splash.
All because Spud
the most
is a little
gentle
bit down.
Battle ever.
Ah, oh, stop it.
Yeah, but then she loved him in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, so they just
it
went back
like
to
Twilight.
They went back to Spud's apartment, and they lived happily ever after, maybe for hundreds of years. I don't know how long Cyclops live.
They actually live 2,000 years.
2,000, yeah. So that's a long time.
Yeah. And then he can die in the desert without dehydrating, and he can become a ghost too.
He's gone and found a sandstorm, and he's made himself a ghost. So everyone's won.
He actually doesn't die like that.
Oh,
he
has
takes
he died?
A bullet. For ghosts who can take the bullet anyway, but Cyclops not knowing this because they haven't actually talked about.
So do you think
their personal aspect
stuff continues with Luke Skywalker and?
Yeah, I'm saying he comes back.
Luke gets jealous of Penelope.
No,
because she's making Spud happy,
That's true.
He doesn't want him to be
happy.
Yeah, he's like he's cage fighting. Like
he
his cage fighting really improves.
Bad.
Like he has something to fight for now. He has...
it's kind of like Real Steel, the movie.
Yeah, Like, he has something to fight for now.
And so he starts winning. Luke doesn't... He's put money on the Rancors all this time. He's thinking, geez, fucking hell, what's going on here? What happened to this guy?
He was a chump before. Now he's bloody killing everyone.
But it's all because Cyclops hasn't been using his eye. He's been wrestling. Yeah. And see, this is what's going to happen. Luke Skywalker is going to really push him to the edge to open his eye. And we all know what's going to happen when he opens his eye. And that
Luke steps into the ring.
1v1, shirt off.
Mm. Penelope on the sidelines, crying.
Oh, Penelope watches. Yeah. So
the real battle is between Luke Skywalker and Cyclops.
Yeah, Spud's dying. Spud's dying in the ring.
Well, he didn't have to take it out.
I think he should die in the ring, and there's like a last minute look where he looks into the crowd.
Penelope
and
tries
he
take
locks
the ball
eyes
for him.
With Penelope. Oh, she can't.
No, exactly, she can't. Actually, she tries, but she can't.
He had retired, and he got called out by Skywalker for this last match.
Oh,
and so Penelope was like, "Don't do it. Don't do it." So then
you'll be killed.
So then, basically, at the climax, when he is dying from some crazy Skywalker combo,
some trick that those pesky
from
Jedi's
the Jedi
do.
Mind trick, open your eye, anyway, and he did, and that somehow blew him up. And basically, he's on the ground. He's like, "Oh,
my eye!"
But he can finally open his eye without it affecting his depth perception and him firing a laser off. So he's finally back to normal.
I would think because
not
his,
back to normal, just normal.
His eye has been split in two by the attack. That gives him two eyes, depth perception.
Exactly.
So it's like kind of bittersweet. Like he gets the depth perception, but he's gonna die.
The thing he's really been searching for the whole time.
It wasn't Penelope. No, he was searching for Penelope. He was looking for someone to love him.
Depth perception.
And depth perception.
And
of course.
So basically,
I mean, it's a Cyclops.
He could never touch Penelope because he couldn't reach far enough.
Well, I mean, she's a ghost.
That too.
So he's died. He's dead in the ring from Skywalker.
Dying on the ring.
Cocky Skywalker.
He's definitely
Skywalker's
taunting.
Doing taunts.
He's
now
doing the DX,
at this point.
Like thrusting and stuff. He's just like holding up the belt because there's a belt that they get up.
And everyone in the audience is like, "Oh, jeez, this is like." Everyone's like really embarrassed for Skywalker. Everyone's like, "Oh man."
I wouldn't say so because
I think they like Skywalker.
People that are going for these Rancor fights are like
they
want to
see.
They're shady people.
They want to see.
Oh,
Jeff.
Okay, yeah.
And so basically.
They're applauding him.
Spud's on the ground. He knows he's done. He looks out in the crowd and sees Penelope running through the gates, looking at him, trying to push out some bouncers, but they're like,
"Yeah,
you can all out in here, bitch."
And so they don't even get a last minute.
Even though they can't grab her and
stop
her.
She's reaching out.
Yeah.
She's purposely like making herself be held by the bouncers, even though she can go through it. Because she just wants to be dramatic.
Yeah. Like
she's like, "No," reaching out to him. And then Spud. Caesar and reaches out himself. And Skywalker's just like, "Oh my fucking god, what do we have here?" And then he grabs Cyclops by the head because Cyclops has a bit of a head of hair on him.
Is he not dead by this point?
No, he was about to die. Yeah. And Skywalker was like, "Nah, mate, it's got to happen."
He's not done.
Skywalker just gets his saber and chops his old head off.
Whoa!
This is a very dark time in Luke Skywalker's life.
Skywalker's a bad guy.
So Penelope...
This is after the rebellion.
Yeah.
So he's seen things. He's seen shit that he didn't want to see.
Penelope won. Penelope survived.
I don't think
the
anybody
battle.
Won.
But Penelope
no
does.
No one really won, but Penelope won.
Yeah,
like, Penelope's still alive.
She did. Was traumatized.
They both lost
she
the battle
was
of
traumatized.
Love.
Because love is a battlefield, isn't it? All right. Congrats, Bill. Congrats on winning. And,
would you like to give a quick recap of how the story went?
Oh, jeez. I can't even remember.
I think I can do it.
We rocked up. There was so much interesting backstory.
Spud was in a cage fight.
Yep.
He was being tormented by all of his peers.
Yep.
He wandered out into the desert and found Penelope, the ghost of a young child who'd been wandering the desert.
Mm-hmm. Who can travel between dimensions?
And just lay
pop culture dimensions.
And then she shrunk him, and then he came up in his chariot and splashed her.
Splashed her. Highly embarrassing.
To feel better about himself, of course.
She couldn't go home to do the washing, so she had to go to his apartment.
And they fell in love.
Yep. They lived happily ever after until Luke Skywalker called.
Yeah, because Spud had retired after a few wins. He got a few wins under his belt after... matching up with Penelope because she really trained him and stuff. And
whoa,
it was all good.
That's a new part.
That's a new part.
You can't add new parts.
Yeah,
recapping.
I'm just telling you that's actually what happened.
So, they...
And he died, and it was
called him
tragic.
Out. Got killed, chopped off his head. And Penelope pretended to be held back, which is weird. I feel there was something going on there that she was pretending to be held back.
I feel
back.
Like she was cheating.
She was trying to win the whole game.
Maybe we need a second episode of Penelope after the battle. Of what
I
she
think
did.
Penelope was a cheater and was cheating on Spud with Skywalker.
Oh. I think. Tune in next week to have all your theories
confirmed.
Yeah,
who knows? Penelope might be back. You never know. Congrats, Bill, on the win.
Thanks.
Round 2 coming up. And we're having a little bit of a change of plans because we said round 2's coming up, but round 2 isn't coming up.
No, it's not.
This is
just the pilot and, you know, we got to see what works and what doesn't work.
What, we're in 40 minutes in and I had no idea we had gone that long.
If you guys like what we're doing, you know, we'll extend it a bit.
Oh, we'll extend it a bit. We'll maybe do 2 rounds. You never know. But congrats, Bill, because you have won today's episode.
Yeah. Penelope was the real winner.
Penelope
Skywalker
was the real
winner.
Yeah. I think Skywalker really won the battle, I mean. No one else truly won. So if you want to follow us on any social media, we have the Twitter, which is @StoryRumble, and that will be run by Johnny. Johnny's going to be running that. He might.
Yeah, I can't
don't
wait.
Be easily offended by what he says.
He's going to post some, hopefully, appropriate stuff.
It'll be really relevant to the course.
The course.
That's what my tutor would say.
All right, that's good. And
we also have a Google Plus.
We do have Google Plus, but fuck.
Google Plus is so shit.
Yeah, stuff that.
Join our circle.
Don't join our circle. I won't look at it, and no one will ever look at it ever.
I might. That's where you can put your offensive stuff.
Yeah.
No one will ever see it.
That's where we.
Who said I was going to do that?
We like speak our mind where no one actually can see it, but they can if they go search it out. Bill will be over at the Facebook, which is, I don't know, facebook.com/StoryRumble, I think. I don't know, just go on Facebook and search Story Rumble. You'll find it. And then we also have www.storyrumble.com, which will be run by all of us a little bit, but mostly me. And we'll all have a great time there. If you enjoyed today's podcast and you enjoyed Story War, you can buy Story War on Amazon. Or you can download the PDF for free at cantripgames.com, which is the creators of the game.
Give them a shout out. Tell them we sent you.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Any final words by anyone?
Just live life.
Keep on storying.
Keep on storying. Just have fun.
Yep.
Don't get hurt.
All right, we're out.
Don't do drugs. Yeah, we out.
Heck yes.
Like a clap.
Yeah, what?
Single that we're out.